Welcome, everybody, to the finale of Tiger Beach Freakout, our seasonal summer-only bi-weekly surf show here on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. You know, I thought about doing a best-of episode, like I've done for the Fuzz every semester, but, you know, I figured I'd keep it fresh. I've certainly enjoyed doing this show for you, and I'm going to enjoy doing it one last time today. You know, there might be other instances in the future where I play some more surf over the radio. I've been wanting to do another episode or, you know, MMT or one-off special where I come and play some vinyl. And I certainly have a lot of surf records, so that you might hear more from me in that regard at some point. But as far as specialty shows go, this will be the last episode of Tiger Beach Freakout. Alas, the summer comes to a close fairly soon, and we will be back to your regularly scheduled fuzzy programming. Yes. That won't be next week. Next week, we are, you know, in the changeover process. I won't be here, but I'll be here on the 29th for our next episode of The Fuzz, the first Fuzz of the fall semester 2026. What you just heard was Harlem Nocturne by the 5678s. If you are a Tarantino fan, you might have seen them on Kill Bill. They are an all-girl Japanese garage surf group from the 90s. They are known to feature themes on Americana with songs such as I Walk Like Jane Mansfield or Tallahassee Lassie. But as well, they've covered some instrumental surf tunes such as Harlem Nocturne. That was off their self-titled album, which released in Australia in 1994 on Agogo Records and in Japan in 95 on Time Bomb Records. Later on, they put out some vinyl with Jack White's label, Third Man Records. Coming up, we got the Chevelles. We're going to hear a 1963 single on the label Chevelle. This is the only release by this group. It's called Let There Be Surf. Following that, the Mighty Accents with Saber Stomp, 1962 on Rodala Records. They're from Portland, Oregon. And finally, The Atlantics with War of the Worlds off their 1964 album, The Explosive Sound of the Atlantics, with CBS Records. Of course, based on the H.G. Wells story, and probably inspired by the movie that came out in the 50s. I don't remember exactly what year, but there was a War of the Worlds movie in the 50s. It's pretty fun. The props are really cool, and the sound effects and the lights and stuff. You know, that's probably the best part about it. But, you know, just we got a couple hours here, so sit back, relax, stay away from campus. It's move-in day. Not quite as bad as game day, but, you know, you don't want to get stuck out there on River Road trying to hit a slot machine, and all of a sudden you're in traffic just staring at wheels for an hour. Okay, here's the Chevelles. Let there be surf, indeed, and there shall be. Thank you for listening. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, here's the music. Ghost Train by Electrotones. That was a 1961 single on JB Records, originally arranged by J. Hamilton Grandison, a composer from Barbados. Ghost Train is also a Magic the Gathering card, if that does anything for you. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Comancheros. It's a 1964 single on Teen Records. The band was from Lawrence, Kansas. It's called TP. Yes, indeed. The following tune will be by the Looney Tunes. I don't think Bugs Bunny is involved. This instead is a surf group from Hamburg, Germany. The track we're going to hear was featured on their 1993 album Cool Surfin' with String Records. It's called Wayward Nile. Then Flipside by Rich Clayton and the Rumbles, a single released in 1965 on Don Corey Records. That's Rich Clayton and the Rumbles. Not exactly sure where they're from. The Fireballs will be coming up after that. We're going to hear their song Torque. And this is an example of that proto-surf instrumental music. This is probably the in-between where surf is starting to happen. So, of course, the Fireballs have songs like Bulldog and Torque, which are surf classics. But surf wasn't really being called surf yet. So some people consider their EP one of the first surf records, or their single of Torque, which came out in the same year. So this was released on Top Rank International in 1959, and also featured on their self-titled EP from the same year, which I happen to own a copy of. Again, that's Torque by the Fireballs. And then we're going to hear the Regents. The song's called Downshiftin'. So there's that car theme I've mentioned before. The Regents, with two E's, three E's, R-E-E-G-E, ents. This single released in 1964 on Conbi Records, C-O-N-B-I-E Records. Not much information is available about this single, but the label was based in Gloversville, New York, which, looking at the map, seems to be a small town upstate and to the east, perhaps close-ish to Albany. Thank you for listening. As mentioned, feel free to call in. The phone number is 225-578-5578. If you have a request for surf music, you're not going to be able to hear it, because this is it, buddy. No more Tiger Beach Freakout for you. Indeed, this is the last episode, as this is the last summer show I'll be doing. But I'll be back on the 26th, I believe. I believe that's what I said. 29th. My bad. The 29th for the fuzz once again. No more summer fuzzing, but the fuzz persists as it always does. Alas, let's enjoy this last episode together. Here is the Comancheros with TP, whatever that stands for. Don't ask me. And don't do it to your house or your neighbor's house or anybody's house, because it might rain. Here's the Comancheros, TP, 1964 on Teen Records. They're from Lawrence, Kansas. Thanks for listening. How's that for a banger? That was Tarantula by The Elite UFO. It was a B-side to the 1969 single on Music Arts Incorporated called Now Who's Good Enough. The Elite UFO was a garage rock surf group from Stanton, Kentucky. Again, that released in 1969. I think we're having fun here. I think this is a fun one. Coming up, we're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to hear The Caterpillar Crawl by The Strangers. Similar to the Fireballs single, this is an early surf record before surf was surf, 1959 single on Titan Records. The song is sometimes cited as a main inspiration for the psychobilly surf punk group The Cramps, known for Human Fly and other songs. They would also cover old songs, The Way I Walk and things like that. And if you've listened to Mad World, The Cramps have featured many times, most recently on our epic Spooky Surf collab last Sunday. Another reason I chose to play Caterpillar Crawl is because we were going to play a version by The Lively Ones, which is more well-known, and we ran out of time. But The Lively Ones version came out in 63 or 64 or something, and that one's pretty fun too. That's a good song there, but we're going to hear The Strangers version, which might very well be the first release of Caterpillar Crawl from 1959. Following that, we're going to hear Link Wray, because we got to. Ace of Spades, 1965 single on Swan Records. Of course, we must feature the legendary Link Wray during our final episode of Tiger Beach Freakout. And funny enough, this song was the B-side of a single called The Fuzz. Wow. Maybe we ought to hear that on The Fuzz. Maybe that's the theme. I don't know. And actually, there was a story I was going to tell during Mad World last week, because there was two Cramps. We were going to play another Cramp song that we also didn't get to, called Green Fuzz. And that was a cover of Randy Alvey and the Green Fuzz. And when I was trying to name The Fuzz, I was like, oh, well, maybe I can do, like, something fuzz. Like, not Green Fuzz, but some other kind of fuzz. And then I was like, what about The Fuzz? It kind of just led me down the path. And of course, it alludes to the sounds that you're hearing as well, and guitar tone and things like that. So, yes. Where did I leave off? After Ace of Spades by Link Wray, we are going to hear from The Lively Ones. We're not going to hear their version of Caterpillar Crawl. We're going to hear Soul Surfer. This is off their 1963 debut, Surf City, an LP released with Delphi Records. And then following that, The Jet Tones, another 59 single, a rockabilly single perhaps, that released on Plaid Records. It's called Twangy. Yes. It was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio. Indeed. I hope you're enjoying the show, you know. That phone number is 225-578-5578, and I say that like you're supposed to know what that means. The phone number if you'd like to call in, although I'm sure you know at this point, because I'm saying it all the time. If you have requests for The Fuzz in 2 weeks, definitely let me know. Oh, and I had a caller let me know. Oh, I should have told you this. The War of the Worlds track that we heard earlier with all those crazy sound effects and stuff. So those sound effects apparently came from a kids' TV show about, like, puppeted mice living on the moon. And it was like a British kids' show in the early 60s. And then the sounds got reused for an episode of Doctor Who. Yes. And then they wound up in the Atlantic's song, War of the Worlds, with all that trippy sounds and stuff. So that was pretty interesting. I always like getting little tidbits like that, because that's stuff that would be hard for me to figure out on my own. So yeah, thanks for that. And here's The Strangers, Caterpillar Crawl. I'm going to get out your way. We'll keep on trucking Here it is, 1959 on Titan Records. We'll be right back. That was Cat Fight Run, another song by the 5678s, also off their self-titled album from 1994 or 95, depending on where you were when it released. Or, yeah, released in 94 in Australia, released in 95 in Japan. And I used to listen to that self-titled album a lot, to the point where my mom was like, oh, that's your favorite band, right? And I didn't even realize that I was listening to them that much. But they have a song on that album called Scream, and it is pretty self-descriptive. There's a lot of screaming on it, and my mom absolutely hated that song. I thought about playing it for you guys today. I thought you guys might hate it as well. But, you know, it's kind of, if you're into, like, abrasive things, sometimes it's kind of scratches a weird itch. But yes, that's the 5678s. Again, I mentioned earlier, you might know them if you're a fan of Tarantino because they featured in the movie Kill Bill. The story was that he found their CD in a clothing store in Tokyo in 2002 or something, and liked their music, and so put them in his movie. When I talk about surf, sometimes people do say, "Oh, like Quentin Tarantino music," and it's sort of, you know, it kind of bothers me. But he is known for using surf music in his movies. So I can't, I can't blame them for having that association. There's not a lot of surf fans out there. Coming up, we're going to hear a single from the Gremlins, Both Sides. This is actually more of a Beach Boys style because they are singing. It's not purely instrumental. The A side is called California Sounds, and the B side is called Tales for the Sea. This released in 1966 on Dimension Records. The band is from Springfield, Virginia. Following that, we're going to hear from the Sandals. The song's called Trailing. This is a song from the soundtrack of the movie Endless Summer, which released in 1966. And that was a documentary that I spoke about on the first episode earlier this summer. And it's about surfers following the summer around the globe. So they travel to wherever it is summer, and they search for the perfect wave. It's an interesting movie. It's thematically very pretty. The visuals are super nice. The music is really good. The commentary is a little bit dated and cringeworthy, but it's still an interesting film and definitely influential to surf culture. Following the Sandals, we're going to hear from the Impacts. We're going to hear two songs, first Blue Surf and then Impact. This was a Pismo Beach surf group who released their debut album in 1963. It was called Wipeout, and it was also on Delphi Records. Not the same Wipeout that the Surfaris are known for, a different song called Wipeout. But I was actually, when I was in high school, I was in a film class, and I was supposed to make a short film based on some music, and I was going to do these two songs, Blue Surf and then Impact, side by side, because one is really slow and sad and the other one is lively, and I guess in some ways I was attempting to show both sides of the emotional coin and how you can go from feeling like this one day to feeling like this the next day, but I never did the assignment because it was my senior year and it was during COVID, so I just didn't do it, and I should have. Because now it's an idea, and it never became anything, and ideas are sort of meaningless if you don't actually do them, so, like, whatever. Okay, here is the Gremlins, California Sounds, followed by Tales for the Sea, 1966 on Dimension Records from Springfield, Virginia. Here it is.
Way out on the west coast, you can hear the sounds come down. All the people have to listen if they really want to get around. And you know that it ain't kidding when it's spread across LA town. Those California sounds, those California always out there surfing right down the Laura County line. And the things they got to look for, leave everything else behind. Even those California signs, those California signs, those California signs, those sing to those California sounds. And they're living on their own now with thoughts from their own town. We know those California sounds, 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 those California sounds.
Thank you.
Slippin' by the Mermen, a band we've heard quite a few times. That was off their album Krill Slippin' from 1995, originally released on cassette. Never saw a vinyl release. And I'm pretty sure it was just self-produced by the band, but there have been several CD reissues since. You are indeed listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge Tiger Beach Freakout, the finale episode. This is our seasonal summer-only instrumental surf show, mostly instrumental, instrumental with an asterisk, because we did hear the Gremlins singing earlier. And we have a little bit of vocals later on as well. I thank everybody for listening and everybody who's called in. I've been having a lot of fun doing this show this summer. And I think I've told the story before, but when I started at KLSU, I wanted to either do a surf show or a garage rock show. And so I'm glad I figured out a way to do both. Even if the surf show is shorter lived. And honestly, I've realized the fuzz, there's just so much more to do there. Like, the volume of music is insane. I think the surf show, you know, I don't know. I tend to play a lot of the same bands and stuff. Maybe that's a weakness on my part. Maybe that's what the early days of the fuzz were like. But either way, I've had a lot of fun doing it. And it seems like some of you guys have been enjoying as well, so I appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to hear a classic, Bulldog. I mentioned it earlier as a song that the Fireballs did in 1959, but this version we're going to hear is from the Challengers, 1963, on their album Surf Beat with Vault Records. The Challengers were originally known as the Bel Airs, known for writing the big hit Mr. Moto, which got covered by punk rock bands such as Agent Orange. I credit those punk covers of old surf songs with getting me into the genre, largely. JFA covering Baja and Walk Don't Run, and Agent Orange covering Mr. Moto and Miserloo, and another one that I can't, Pipeline. They covered Pipeline. That's the Shantays, which we're not hearing the Shantays today, but we've heard them in the past. And if you want to hear them, I encourage you to do so. But as I mentioned, we're gonna hear the Challengers with Bulldog up next. This is another album I happen to own, and actually I played some of it for you guys during the vinyl-a-thon earlier this year. After the Challengers, we're gonna hear the original Surfaris, formed in 1960 in Orange County. They changed their name to the original Surfaris after another group called themselves the Surfaris, and then hit it big with their single Wipeout in 1962. Again, not the same Wipeout as the Impacts, but another song called Wipeout. And so the original Surfaris decided they needed to differentiate themselves and called themselves the original Surfaris. And I've happened to listen to the original Surfaris far more than the Surfaris. But of course, Wipeout is a huge surf track. We're going to hear Boardwalk from the original Surfaris. Following that, Dave and the Customs with the song Ali Baba. This, of course, refers to a folk hero from Arabian Nights, known for the phrase Open Sesame. It's no secret that instrumental surf has taken inspiration from Middle Eastern folk music, and, you know, really I should say West Asian and North African folk music. So here, you know, here's another example of that, Ali Baba. Dave and the Customs, they released this single sometime in the early 60s. I couldn't really figure it out. But another interesting fact about the band is that the front Dave and the Customs, his name was Dave Zadunik. I think that's how you'd say it. And he was actually an actor. He featured as a regular extra in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. In the credits, he would be credited as Ernie the Barfly. And so he's in the background in the early seasons, just hanging out in the bar. And then he passed away, I believe, in 2009, and they even created a little in memoriam slide for him at the end of one of their episodes or seasons or something. So that was, I was actually, you know, I used to be a big fan of that show. And so when I read about that yesterday. It was pretty surprising. Coincidental, maybe? I don't know. I was like, oh, neat. It was one of those. You ever had one of those? And then finally, Diamond Head by Takashi Tarashi and his Blue Jeans, the opening track to his 1965 album Beat 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 Volume 2 on King Records. That is a band from Japan. I know I gave you a lot of information. The playlist is going to be up if you'd like to scrutinize it. That'll be on the LSU Reveille website. If you just search KLSU Tiger Beach Freakout and then the date, it should pop up. I type out a playlist for every episode. If you click on my name, you can see every playlist for every show that I've done on KLSU. It's all there. But for now, here's Bulldog by The Challengers. Thanks for listening. That was called The Fickle Chicken by a group called The Atmospheres. This is another 1959 single. This one released on Lynn Records. The group was from Dallas, Texas. And you hear some piano. Sometimes on these early instrumentals, these proto-surf and early surf instrumentals, you hear the use of piano. 1959, 1960, 61. You know, what I think of is the Shantays, which I mentioned earlier for Pipeline, their song Pipeline. But, you know, I think I've played their song Tragic Wind on here, which has a lot of piano. It's heavy on the piano. And it works quite well. Yeah, and I, you know, that's another instrument that's been lost from rock and roll. Nobody really uses piano. I mean, I guess keyboard would be, you know, like an electric keyboard would be the replacement. And, you know, that's just practical. That makes sense. But as far as the saxophone, I feel like the saxophone is something we're missing out on in rock and roll. That you know, the saxophone, you know, did a lot of work, a lot of good work in early rock music, and we're missing it, frankly. Coming up, a couple tracks that are some favorites from the summer. You know, I'm not doing a best of episode, but this is my best of snippet. The first one is Surfer's Blues by The Journeymen, released as the A-side of a split single called Rare Surf from the South Bay. That was 1964 on Hillsdale Records. The B-side was from a group called The Rebel Airs. But Surfer's Blues is just really fun. And then High Wall by the Bambi Molesters from Croatia. This released on their 1999 album Intensity. Yes, indeed. Then we're going to hear The Ninth Wave by The Ventures, 1963, on their album Surfin' with Dalton Records. Following that, The Vandells. They have a song called 4 o'clock. It's actually an acetate recording, never officially released, but it was recorded at Baker Recording Studios, most likely during the year 1964, as that is when the studio began operating. The Vandells were based in New Jersey, and from what I can tell, didn't seem to have any other work produced. Then, after the Vandells, we're going to hear Burt Whedon with the song Albatross. This is off his 22 Golden Guitar Greats album, which actually released in 1976. Although he had long been famous for his twangy guitar instrumentals since the 50s. And interestingly, he was from the UK, though I found him through his song Teenage Kicks, which was featured on the in-game radio in Fallout New Vegas. So the music is almost Wild West sounding. Indeed. So we're first going to hear The Journeymen with Surfer's Blues. We heard that earlier this semester. We also heard High Wall earlier this semester. And then back into the new stuff. We got about half an hour left. I hope you're enjoying. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. And here's the music.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now I surf, surf with Bob, Bob, dip da dip da dip, Bob, Bob, dip da dip. I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking out the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me that the surfing is fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. Go and surf, Bob, dip da dip da dip, surf, Bob, dip da dip, surf, Bob, dip da dip da dip, surf, Bob, dip da dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. Bob, dip, 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 bob, dip, dip. From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer stomp. It's the latest dance craze. Surfing, surf, dip, 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 surf, surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf, surf with me. Bob, dip, 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 bob, bob, dip, dip. Now the dawn is breaking and we really gotta go, but we'll be back here very soon, that you better know. Yeah, my surfing knots are rising and my board is losing wax, but that won't stop me, baby, cause you know I'm coming back. Go and surf, bob, dip, 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 surf, bob, dip, dip, surf, bob, dip, 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 surf, bob, dip, 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 bob, bob, dip, 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 bob, bob, dip, dip. Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now come on, pretty baby, and surf with me, yeah.
That was the first single ever released by the Beach Boys, Surfin', 1961 on Candix Records. We're about reaching the end here, and we're going to close out with the same set of songs that closed out the very first episode. We got Walk, Don't Run, then Changing Tides by The Ventures, and finally, the theme from Endless Summer. Because if the summer went on and on, we'd be listening to surf the whole time. I thank you guys for listening. I had a lot of fun doing Tiger Beach Freakout. I'm very glad I got to do it. I'm very glad I asked for it. I don't know if anyone else has done the bi-weekly thing, like the two shows bi-weekly thing. But I'm happy I asked for it, and I'm glad the station let me do it. Thanks to you guys, and thanks to the listeners. I'll see you all on the 29th for our regularly scheduled fuzzy programming. Indeed, that is the 60s Freak Beat Protopunk Acid Rock, Garage Revival show that I normally do. So feel free to tune in for that. That'll be Saturday the 29th. That's starting up again. There will be some shows next week, but not all. We're in the middle of changeover. From the summer into the fall. But thanks for listening. Here's the last set of music. And I hope you enjoy. Stay safe in the heat. And yes, enjoy the final days of summer.